was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Good morning, Patriots. I hope you all are having a great day. You're ready for fun with Melly. I'm Melissa Red Pill. This is the Freedom Force Battalion, and we look at the current events, right? You guys, say it with me. In the light of God's Word, this is biblical, what we're experiencing. I think we're going to have some really great weeks coming up. President Trump is taking charge. Very, very exciting. Today is the 10th of August, 2025. And so if you guys are new here, definitely check into all of our goodies over on freedomforce.live, or you can type in melissaredpill.com. That's an easy way to find all of our free stuff. Tons of free resources over there. 1,000 videos about how this is biblical. This is what we were told on the board 17 times. No doubt about it. This is the day we've been waiting for. This is the day. It's been birth pangs. It's been crazy, but we got some really great things. I'm going to talk to you about restoring our sovereignty. I really believe that that is likely what President Trump is doing. And we planted that flag just a few weeks ago, and then we're going to see what's going to happen with the National Guard coming into Washington, D.C. He's also taking it to the Sinaloa cartel. I've got some information to share with you on that. I think you're really going to like. And so let's get started. Again, lots of free resources over here. You can check out the videos right here. Tons of great health resources that I have been able to find great ways to get well and seeing people healed all over. And so it's really, really great to definitely check out lifting depression and stopping Alzheimer's, and just the we are sharing this between ourselves. We're not necessarily expecting the government. Thankfully, we've got RFK in there. Big things happened this week, but we share this information from person to person, and we're seeing people healed all over the place. I know they don't like us to use that word, but that's what we're going to have in the golden age. We're going to have healing. And there's all of our social media right there. The audiobooks are right here. And end times information, if you're not familiar with the good news about end times, check it out. It's on freedomforce.live. Freedom Force. I know I talk fast. freedomforce.live/endtimes. End times is the end times for them, and 1,000 years of peace for us. Don't forget, hit the like button, everybody. Check it out. Everybody, give me a like, because you know as fast as we go through all this great stuff, I'll never remember to say it again. So remember, hit the like button right now while we're thinking about it, and always make sure you're subscribed and your bell is rung, and that you share all this great information. We've got to wake up the church. It's big time. All right, so here, let's get started with this. This is what President Trump is doing right now. He said it himself. They asked him, make this a little bit bigger. They asked him, what is he going to do in Washington, D.C.? And I want you to hear his response. Very important. And it really happened because of that. The catalyst for it was that that Doge guy, Big Balls, was attacked mercilessly because he tried to save another lady. He saved her life, or from terrible injury, whatever. It was terrible what was happening to her in Washington, D.C. D.C. has just become just a horrible place to be. And so he is taking that as the catalyst to bring in the National Guard. So check this out. Her question is a little hard to hear.
Considering taking over the D.C. police, is that an option on the table?
We're considering it, yeah, because the crime is ridiculous. I could show you a chart comparing D.C. to other locations, and you're not going to want to see what it looks like. It was just up on television, actually, they were showing it. Now, we want to have a great, safe capital, and we're going to have it. And that includes cleanliness, and it includes other things. We have a capital that's very unsafe. You know, we just almost lost a young man, beautiful, handsome guy that got the hell knocked out of him the night before last. And I'm going to call him now. We wanted to give him a little recovery time. We just put a call into him. They're calling back in a little while. But he went through a bad situation, to put it mildly. And there's too much of it. We're gonna do something about it. So whether you call it federalized or what, and that also includes the graffiti that you see, the papers all over the place, the roads that are in bad shape, the medians that are falling down, the median in between roads that's falling down. We're gonna beautify the city. We're gonna make it beautiful. And
our goal is not to occupy Gaza.
The rate of crime, our goal is to muggings, killings, and everything else. We're not gonna let it. And that includes bringing in the National Guard, maybe very quickly, too.
There you go. That includes bringing in the National Guard very quickly. I wanted you to hear that. So he is, he's not going to play along with, around with this. All right, so the question is, what does that mean? Is he just taking back D.C. to make it safe? And yes, the answer is he's definitely doing that. But I believe there's more, and I want to hear what your thoughts are, everyone, in the comment section. Do you believe there's more to it than that? All right, so here is where I put this post out on X yesterday, and I'm going to make sure that you guys have the link to it. It's a thread that I did because we've talked about this before. I'm going to pop this link over here for you all in the chat if I can find it. Yeah, here it is. Here's the link to that that post. And so if you go over there and read it and like it and share it, because it's really, I believe, connects some dots that we were told a long time ago. So here's what President Trump posted on Monday, coming up tomorrow, the 11th of August, on there'll be a press conference held at the White House, which will essentially stop violent crime in Washington, D.C. Okay, so clearly, it doesn't sound like Mayor Bowser, is going to do the job. He's not going to, trust in her to get this done. He's taking matters into his own hands. It has become one of the most dangerous cities anywhere in the world. It will soon be one of the safest. Thank you for your attention to this matter. Right? Now, I think that this is much more than about safety in D.C. We're returning to a sovereign nation and a constitutional republic. This is what I meant by the title of this video being where President Trump is taking control of D.C. That is what... Okay, so let me show you what on the Law of War manual, what it says has to happen for when you've been under an occupation. Okay, so if you remember, we were told, and I'll show you the post here in just a second, on 11.3, and when we were told that, literally way back, 2017 or 2018, long ago, I'll show you in a second, I didn't know what 11.3 was, and some amazing person figured it out that 11.3 is this section in the Law of War manual. I've talked about the Law of War manual many times. If you want to read it, it's like 1,200 pages, but you can go on to my videos and see, look up Law of War manual and sovereignty. But okay, let me back up. We have been occupied by a group that is, not faithful to our country, have not sworn allegiance to our country. We have been run by occupiers for many years, at least back since the Civil War. And, we fought in the Revolutionary War, of course, to gain our freedom, and we were not able to sustain it, and they took us over. That's what the Civil War was really about, was to take over our country and to change our Constitution to a corporation, any other protectorate that they have from the crown. So this is what they've been doing all this time. I'm sorry, that's a red pill. That's my name, Melissa Red Pill. So if that's the first time you're hearing of that, then sorry, but that's the unfortunate truth. And they, of course, were not going to tell us, oh, we've just taken over your country. They just made it go along, just like, no big deal. And so now we are taking our country back. We are restoring our sovereignty. We were told this on the board many years ago, that this is not about a just a typical four-year election. This is the crossroads of civilization. This is restoring our republic, restoring our sovereignty. And the board said it was the crossroads of civilization, which is really about end times. It's the end times for this criminal cabal running the world and installing their puppet leaders and making you think you have a sovereign country when you don't. It's the crossroads of not just American civilization, it's of all the civilization throughout the entire world. That's really what the Golden Age is about. If you're new here about what the Golden Age is, this is about the millennial kingdom of Christ, where we will rule and reign with him, and the criminal satanic cabal will be cast out. This is what is happening. This is biblically what is happening. Many people are awake to what's happening on the board, and maybe they're awake to what's happening politically, but they might not have connected the dots on what's happening biblically. Okay, so that's what we do. Anyway, so this, the DOD, Department of Defense Law of War Manual 11.3, addresses the end of belligerent occupation. They had come in and occupied our country. You've heard of, you know, occupation, maybe in like the Middle East, right? But this is where they've occupied our country. And the honest truth is they've occupied many, many, many countries all over the world. And the continuation of certain Geneva Convention obligations after military operations have ceased. Okay, so, you know, we haven't had what you would normally think of as military operations with guns and bullets and tanks in the streets and all of that. We haven't had that, but we've had what do they call it? You know, that we're digital soldiers, that we're fighting in a war, even though it's not with tanks and bullets and guns. We are fighting with what we call truth bullets. This is the end of their rule over us, because the truth is literally setting us free, just like our Lord Jesus told us. We're going to be set free because of the truth that we have shared every day. You are a soldier in this mighty army, the great army of God from Joel chapter 2. Anyway, I talk about that on my books, End Times, and this is Major Clues, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. So you see, that one's not the same one. That one's, let's see, this one right here. Let me just pull this up right here. These are my books. This one here, Major Clues from Minor Prophets. That one right there, that one I go into the book of Joel. We'll talk about that here in just a second. All right, so this is the next thing that he said. That's not the one. I want to bring that up, but I want to show you that in a second. I don't want to forget that one. That one's really good. That's from Bioclandestine. But let's finish the Law of War Manual first. So not the whole thing, just this section on, you know, this a little snippet on 11.3. It addresses the end of their occupation and the continuation of certain Geneva Convention obligations after military operations have ceased. In other words, that means that you have to make sure that maintain peace, maintain police force, maintain emergency services, maintain fire protection. All these things have to be maintained, even if you're, you know, in the middle of a war or finishing up a war. Okay, it specifies that occupation ends when the occupying power no longer controls the territory. That's so important. I want to make sure that you hear that. It specifies. My mouth is so dry, I can't even talk. Anyway, it specifies that occupation ends. Their occupation over us ends when that occupying power, when the New World Order, no longer controls the territory. Okay, that's a very important point. Okay, everybody got that? When they no longer control our country. Well, how do we show that they no longer control the country? And that's, you know, you can read on a little bit more of that, but this is the one that applies in our situation. So this is what happens. This means the occupying power can no longer enforce its authority or maintain order. The New World, who was playing a video game, came in and hacked our stream. So I'm going to have to call and find out what happened with that. That was very weird. But hopefully it won't happen again today. I hope not. That was just so weird. And I was trying to figure out what to do with it. Anyway, it was just a weird deal. Hopefully it won't happen again. So, yes, nothing to stop the truth from going forth. All right, so I want you to see that. This is so hugely important and such good, good news. Okay, I have a little helper in here what is wrong, baby girl? Come look at that. Look at that. You want to see that? Anyway, I have my new puppy, and she's a handful. All right, so that's what I wanted you to see on that. And then I want you to see this post right here, 11.3. That's the famous one that starts, "My fellow Americans," okay? And that's there are a couple of them that have the 11.3. But this one right here talks about, "My fellow Americans, over the course of the next several days, you will undoubtedly realize we are taking back our great country from the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm and destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light." So I'm just preparing you that very likely, very soon, we're going to see this happen. And that, you know, people will start to go, well, what's going on? What's happening in D.C.? There are tanks in the streets, you know, and there are arrests taking place. If it's not coming up this week, then it will be coming up, you know, at some point. Okay, so I'm wanting to help prepare you all so that you can help others to understand what's happening, okay? From the evil tyrants that wish to do us harm, this occupying force, these people who clearly wanted to do us harm in a thousand ways. I'm not going to go into all the ways they tried to destroy us. And they've been trying to destroy the last remaining refuge of shining light. On POTUS's order, we have initiated certain fail-safes that shall safeguard the public from the primary fallout, which is slated to occur 11.3, upon the arrest announcement of Mr. Podesta. Okay, very interesting. 11.3, let's just focus on that. That is the portion I just pointed out in the Law of War manual, in the Law of War manual that talks about us, you know, restoring our sovereignty, restoring our control over our country, specifically our seat of power in Washington, D.C., okay? And so it does say, I'll read on a little bit more because it, you know, just is very indicative of what is potentially going to happen soon. Confirmation to the public of what is occurring will then be revealed and will not be openly accepted, right? This is because a lot of people are still asleep, as we know, to this day. We were told this back November 1, 2017. This was literally the second day, post 34, the second day that 17 started posting. And that's what I found out about it on that day, that momentous day, 1 month after the sign of the Son of Man. You guys have all seen that. I'm going to show it to you super quick. I just want to connect those dots for you. For those of you who don't know about that, if you go on melissaredpill.com and you look at this beautiful sign right here, this is delineated in Revelation 12, 1 and 2. I talk about this on my show, my videos a lot, that this is the sign of the Son of Man that appeared September 23rd, 2017 and was the kickoff to the Great Awakening and the Battle of Armageddon. And this is what we 1 month later, we saw, you know, the board started posting and we started to wake up, you know, connecting dots and realizing that it's a uniparty, that these people, you know, run game on us for years. Anyway, so on POTUS's order, a state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. We are all screaming for arrests. The left is screaming for arrests. The right is screaming for arrests. They want to get the truth out about Epstein. They want to get, you know, all these things settled. And they're not going to put up with, you know, those kinds of things going on, you know, in our country. Maybe the left thinks that President Trump is involved and that's what's got them screaming for arrests. But either way, this is giving President Trump the cover to make arrests. Okay? And this is, yeah. And if you look at it from all these years, it would not have been able to be done before both sides were screaming for arrests, right? All right, so public riots, so be aware that public riots are being organized in serious numbers. They're going to push back. And so just be prepared. And it may not be on your doorstep, it may not be in your town, but it'll be on social media where people are saying he's a, you know, a dictator and all that. So be prepared for that, okay? That this is what's going to likely happen, okay? A state of temporary military control will be actioned and special ops carried out. So they'll, you know, there are people who will not understand and they will say he's Hitler or whatever, okay? Just preparing you. False leaks have been made to retain several within the confines of the United States to prevent extradition and special operator necessity, as in Hillary. Now, it said on the board also that she has been detained, not arrested. This is way back when. So the point is, she has Secret Service, and so does Obama. So they can't leave the country. All right? So rest assured, the safety and well-being of every man, woman, and child of this country is being exhausted in full. However, The atmosphere within the country will unfortunately be divided, as so many have fallen for the corrupt and evil narratives that have long been broadcast. We will be initiating the emergency broadcast system. Remember how all these years we talked about the emergency broadcast system? I don't know if I've ever heard it, but get ready, because they're going to play this at some point. And probably say things like, you know, our country was taken over. I don't know what they're going to say, but I'm just something like probably what I'm what I'm telling you now. The emergency broadcast system will be initiated during this time in an effort to provide a direct message and avoid the fake news to all citizens. Organizations and our people who wish to do us harm during this time will be met with swift fury. And certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. Okay, so that's post 34. This talks about 11.3. I believe that's this is what is happening with President Trump bringing in the National Guard. So what do you guys think? Tell me what you think. All right, so not to worry. As it said, they're doing everything to keep everyone as safe as possible. All right? But just to, for you to not to be worried and thinking that President Trump is a traitor. All right, this is a little bit bigger. Let me see. Okay. So it also posted on post 32. I can't remember the question that was asked, but it says, maybe one day, but it cannot go slow. The initial wave will be fast and meaningful. It will send a signal to others immediately, and you'll see the tide turn. Not even the MSM, the mainstream media, can hide, and rest assured, some will be jailed as deep cover agents, which is not surprising to any of us because we know how much they have lied to us all this time. So it will not go slow. It will be swift, fast, and meaningful. Okay? And the tide will begin to turn. And so the truth will come out finally to the people. All right, I wanted you to see that. That is, I think that's everything I have on that post right there. Again, this one, it was the one I shared the link just a little bit ago about, you know, what I believe is happening with President Trump's discussion about the National Guard and with this press conference tomorrow. And so, you know, it's going to look very odd for there to be and he's telling everyone, he's announcing it. We're going to have the National Guard in Washington, D.C., because he's saying we have to protect the people from being, you know, hurt. But it's about more than that. All right, what do you guys think? All right, so now I want you to see what clandestine say. It says, on X, he is war clandestine. On Telegram, he is bioclandestine. He is the one who has exposed for years the truth about the bioweapons labs in Ukraine. Amazing patriot. So this is what he says about what is going to happen. He says Trump is hinting that he wants to use the National Guard to stop the crime in D.C. and secure the Capitol. That's what he's saying. This comes at the same time that he's investigating the deep state cabal, and a grand jury has been impaneled. We already know that, right? We already know, everybody knows that the CIA and the FBI, all these people, and the former attorney generals, all these have been are being brought before Congress on a, you know, to be questioned. We're already seeing, you know, the grand jury impaneled in Florida. All that's already happened. So this is not a surprise to anyone that these people are in trouble. What if these two things are connected? If Trump is actually going to follow through on high-profile arrests, he's going to need deep control of D.C. He will need complete security to pull off arrests. Military presence will give him the ability to mask movement of high-profile targets. And he will need the National Guard in place preemptively to shut down any riots or uprisings, because the public will likely be outraged if certain high-profile individuals are arrested. As it said on Post 34, there'll be, you know, riots. If there's going to be a corruption purge here in the U.S., similar to the one in Saudi Arabia in 2017, Trump taking federal military control over D.C. would be necessary. I agree with you, war clandestine. I believe that that's you know, it has to happen. And does that mean we'll see high profile arrests on Tuesday? I don't know when. It might be a little bit of time before that happens, but at least these things have to be set in place preemptively, as clandestine said. All right, so now The next thing I want you to see is about this. Oh, that's a little loud. That about the this Epstein operation and the proof there that he was an FBI informant. Have you guys seen this? This was a FOIA request by news.com obtained the documents from the Epstein's 2007 plea deal. Had you heard about this? I had posted this. I don't. Hopefully you had a chance to read it and watch this video, but I brought it here because it's so important that people connect these dots, because a lot of people are realizing that this is, you know, he was working with Mossad. According to an internal FBI cable from those documents dated September 9th, 2008, special agents noted that Epstein was actively providing information to the FBI as agreed upon, and that no federal prosecution would proceed as long as he complied with the agreement made with the state of Florida. This cable, marked routine, strongly suggests Epstein was cooperating with federal authorities because his notorious plea deal that saw him plead guilty to reduce state charges and serve only 13 months in a largely work-release jail arrangement, right? You're thinking, why is this guy getting such a sweetheart deal? This document indicates that the FBI did not require further forfeiture assistance related to the case at that time, reflecting a working relationship between Epstein and the agency predating public knowledge. All right, so this is another big golden nugget for people to connect the dots and realize if he's being able to skate this serious prosecution, then that shows you, and that he's not having to give any more state's evidence, and it was marked routine. Would you and I get such a deal as that? Of course not. Of course not. So that right there shows that this is part of that. Now I'll go ahead and share this link with you, this post right here. I'll put it on the live chat. If you guys can put it in the comments, that would be great. Thank you, Songbird. Who loves Songbird? Me. Thank you. All right. So now, one of the other things is that's happening. It's huge. That is, I'll play you this video, but this is pretty huge because we have, you know, our small businesses can't continue unless something big happens. They can't even meet payroll because their interest, the interest expense is eating them up, eating up their profits and eating up their payroll. They're having to fire people because they're having to pay such high, exorbitant interest rates. And it's all because of that Jerome Powell. That creepy guy, Jerome Powell. And so by all accounts now, something huge happened this week. This huge thing that happened was that the job numbers came out. Did you guys see that? The job numbers came out and they were much better than what they had been told. We've been told that they were. The person who had created these reports before should be held up on charges of treason because she was saying that, you know, the numbers were so bad and the economy's going terrible and all that. And it was fake news. It's complete fake news. Now, she was fired, but, you know, everybody realizes now that what she had reported was wrong on purpose. It wasn't just incompetence. It was intentionally wrong to hurt the market and to give Jerome Powell the cover to not lower interest rates. They always play this game where they're like, oh, well, we need to raise interest rates in order to keep the economy from inflation from going too high. They always play this game. But now they realize the economy, the small businesses desperately need to have for their businesses to expand. They need to be able to build, you know, new manufacturing facilities. They need to build, you know, whatever they need to build and buy their inventory, and they need the credit in order to do that. They don't necessarily always have those cash resources. They need to have the ability to do this on credit, but the interest rates have been way too high. Okay, so now everybody knows that woman lied, and now they realize the rates definitely need to come down. Everyone who understands basic economy knows that they need to come down, and they say even 5 times this year, before the end of the year. I mean, this will make our economy skyrocket. Because, you know, and if the Federal Reserve doesn't do it, I mean, they don't have the cover anymore to not lower the rates. If they don't lower the rates, then everybody realizes it's because they're trying to destroy our economy and destroy America. Wow. Wow, it looks like we are locked up. It looks like we're locked up. All right, so let's just see if we can go. Please go to X. Okay, I'm gonna try to post the link over on X so you guys can go over there. I don't know what is going on. I'm gonna have to call and see if there's something that someone's getting into our system. So I want to make sure that you guys have access to this. Let's see. It looks like we got started over. I don't know what's going on. So let me just go ahead and post this in the chat. Okay. I don't know. I'll just keep, I won't got to touch anything. This is the X account. I'm just posting that into the chat. Hopefully we're not going to have any more trouble, with any of this. I apologize, you guys. I don't know what's going on. It looks like it does it look, are we live again? Is it working again? I really do apologize. I just don't know. Yeah, what's going on? Let me pop that in one more time. So it's over on Melissa Red Pill, over on my X. Hopefully you can see it there. It looks like we are live there. So I just don't know why it's acting up. Sorry about that, you guys. Let me see if I can. Okay. All right. So now I want you to see that is gigantic, though, that if we have the rates cut 5 times this year, then, I mean, that tells everyone that this was the Federal Reserve was trying to hold down our economy. I'm telling you, everybody is struggling, and they're intentionally trying to harm the people because everybody is just, you know, the businesses are suffering, so the people are losing their jobs, and it's got to change. And this is what President Trump's been talking about with the Federal Reserve, and now everybody sees it. Okay, I wanted you to see that. And so they're forecasting the Federal Reserve will cut interest rates in September and 4 more times this year. September can't come quick enough, right? All right, so yeah, it looks like we are hopefully going again and not going to have any more trouble, I hope. All right, so then... the next thing I want you guys to see is a little excerpt. Since this is the Lord's Day, I want to read to you guys an excerpt from my Golden Age book that I'm writing. And so the reason I'm writing that book, you know, I have written books about end times and about what the truth is about what we're experiencing biblically. And again, I'll go back super quick and show you. If you click on freedomforce.live, End times, you'll see a short little video right there. These two videos are short and they really give you a clear, concise understanding of what the truth is about end times. But if you scroll down, you'll see my books. This is the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That's the Decode of Revelation. This is the End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. You can read a preview here on freedomforce.live/end times. And so this is where all the minor prophets told us about this day and exactly what we are experiencing and how we would wake up, we would fight them, and we would cast them out and have the golden age. The Bible calls it the millennial kingdom of Christ. Anyway, so and then also this about all these Bible stories are a roadmap for us, showing us exactly what we will experience, that we would have, you know, a great leader come up like a Moses who would go and fight the Pharaoh, New World Order, that we would it would lead us across the Red Sea to the Promised Land. I mean, all these Bible stories, and some you've maybe never heard of, I've got those in that book, like with the one about Gideon and Yael and Josiah and Jehoshaphat, all these Bible stories that we're actually seeing played out before our very eyes. All right, so, and then also here you'll see the study guides for both. We're doing the Major Clues for Minor Prophets study guide right now, and we're also have, these are the links so you can watch the study guides, the videos that we've done on that. But what I'm doing right now, I really feel in my heart, I've got to write one about the Golden Age. Let me see if I can find that post. Wait, is it this one? No. This one? No. This one. Okay, so a lot of people maybe are a little scared to go and read about end times because it has been scary to talk about, and people don't feel like that they have the knowledge to be able to really piece this together, and I understand that because it is complex. Even for someone who has a lot of Bible knowledge, it's very complex. But I want you to see that the reason I'm writing this book is because I think a lot of people will be interested in learning about what the Golden Age will be about. What is it going to be like? And so I have written several chapters. I think it's about 13 chapters. I've got one about truth, the Golden Age of Truth, and what the Bible talks about that will happen in the millennial kingdom. You know, we haven't talked enough about what the millennial kingdom will be like. What will what the millennial kingdom of truth, the millennial kingdom of justice. What does that look like? What does the Bible say about that? What is the millennial kingdom of knowledge? What is that going to look like? What is entertainment going to look like? What faith? What is faith going to look like in the millennial kingdom, right? All these things. I've got, like I said, 13, more of them. But the one I was doing yesterday was about the golden age of joy. And I wanted you to see this. The reason that we have joy in the middle of all the craziness going on, if we have this amazing joy, is because of what our Lord Jesus has done for us. And Peter does a great job explaining succinctly why we have joy in the middle of all these crazy times. And so I'll read to you what he said. First Peter chapter 2, verse 9. You are a chosen... Oh, that's not the one. I have another one I wanted to read to you, but I'll read that one to you next time. All right, this is where Peter said about us being a chosen race. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellence of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This is who we are. The Lord has chosen us. It's not a ethnicity. It's that we are in the line of Christ. That's our race. How about that? That's what our Lord Jesus calls us, so that's how we should think of ourselves. We are a chosen race, God's own people, from every nation, every tribe, every people, and every language, all over the world. Being Israel is not about an ethnicity. It's about being, like what we would normally think of as an ethnicity. It's about being in God's family, wherever you're from. Not about a particular nation, not about a particular tribe, not about a particular language. It's about being in God's family, right? This is chosen race. It's not about ethnicity or skin color or bloodline. The only bloodline that matters is the blood of Christ, right? We belong to him because he bought us. He literally bought us, not with silver or gold, as the Bible says, but he bought us with his own precious blood. And he redeemed us, and he translated us from the kingdom of darkness that we used to be in. He translated us from that kingdom of darkness to the kingdom, to his own kingdom, where he's the king, a beautiful king of a beautiful kingdom. And he's redeemed us. He literally paid for us to buy us back. We had been sold into slavery, into this all evil kingdom. But the Lord Jesus bought us back. He wants us to think of ourselves as royalty. See what it says? A royal priesthood. Because we are his heirs. If he's the king and we're his kids, that means we are royalty. We will finally step into that royal role. And we will rule and reign with him in the golden age. We'll finally be able to step into that. This is literally royalty. Royalty doesn't scrap for nickels. Royalty doesn't struggle for the next paycheck. We are a holy nation also. Holy as in special, set apart, good. A nation as in our allegiance, first and foremost, is to him. As much as we swear allegiance to our country, our first allegiance is to Christ, right? We are his special possession. Now, that's actually on the chapter called The Golden Age of Abundance. That we think of abundance because of who we are. We think higher. We think differently. And we, it's been difficult to do that because we've been pushed down so much and we have been having to scrap for nickels, but not for long because of what I was just reading to you here on all these tariffs that President Trump has been working so hard to get. And I think that we're going to soon get some dividend checks on that. But anyway, the Federal Reserve will cut these interest rates and then the businesses will be able to go skyrocketing. All right. So I wanted you to see that. That's very, very exciting news. I wanted you to see what's going on that. All right. So that I showed you that one. And then let's see, which is the other one? I have one more. Okay. I think that was it. I am sorry about this strange things that have been going on with our posts. I don't know why. I've got one more thing to show you. one more, and that has not been posted over there. Definitely, you know, I'm going to send this one to you because I'm trying to share some truth, and I'll pin it always on my X. And I know some of you guys are not on X. I had to get a whole new phone number to be able to go back on X. I understand, but I'm trying to reach normies over there, so I'm really appreciate whoever can helping to share that. It's Melissa Redpill, and I'm going to post this one. What I always do, because I always post everything over on our Telegram. Our Telegram is our home base, and then I put it over onto the X, and I put on there a retweet. So you guys, if you don't mind, you can go over there and click it. And even if you don't have X, you can go over and click it and see it and maybe comment. I don't know if you can, if you don't have an account, you probably can't comment or like it. But anyway, here's the one that I would like for you to help me to go viral. Go viral. So if you can do that, I would really appreciate it because it helps with the algorithms. It helps them to promote what we're talking about. And so I'm soon going to be putting on some, pinning some about end times, but I'm trying to help people, you know, become familiar with what we do, because we look at all the current events in the light of God's word. We're not just a biblical channel. We're looking at how all this is biblical, right? All right. So I want you to see that. And then, the other one I want to show you is it this one? Okay, here, this one. Let me see if I can get this one to play.
Free Gaza. Free it from Hamas terrorists.
Okay, let me see if I can refresh
this. Our goal is not to occupy Gaza. Our goal is to free Gaza. Free it from Hamas terrorists. The war can end tomorrow if Gaza, or rather if Hamas, lays down its arms and releases all the remaining hostages. Gaza will be demilitarized. Israel will have overriding security responsibility. A security zone will be established on Gaza's border with Israel to prevent future terrorist incursions. A civilian administration will be established in Gaza that will seek to live in peace with Israel. That's our plan for the day after Hamas. And let me summarize it. Five principles for concluding the war. One, Hamas disarmed. Second, all hostages freed. Third, Gaza demilitarized. Fourth, Israel has overriding security control. And five, non-Israeli peaceful civilian administration. By that I mean a civilian administration that doesn't educate its children for terror, doesn't pay terrorists, and doesn't launch terrorist attacks against Israel. That's what we want to see in Gaza. So it's neither Hamas nor the PA. That's our plan. Given Hamas's refusal to lay down its arms, Israel has no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Now, we've done a great deal. We have about 70 to 75% of Gaza under Israeli control, military control. But we have two remaining strongholds, okay? These are Gaza City and the central camps in the Mawasi. That's roughly, it's schematically presented here, but it's fairly accurate. Last Thursday, Israel's security cabinet, instructed the IDF to dismantle the two remaining Hamas strongholds in Gaza City and the central camps. Contrary to false claims, this is the best way to end the war and the best way to end it speedily.
All right. Anybody believe him? I want to see what you guys have to say, what your thoughts are on that, because I don't think anybody believes him. I think that the world has awakened too much to believe that he's going to go into Gaza peacefully. And if anyone has a question about that, then just they can zoom in on a photo of Gaza and see what has happened to it. It's completely decimated. And that is a war crime. And so when he says here that, you know, they're going to take out Hamas, well, they have labeled every man, woman, and child in Gaza as Hamas. Unfortunately, I mean, then that's another crime, another war crime. You know, I just shared on the last video what Tony Aguilar said on Tucker Carlson, and he was listing out all the crimes against humanity, war crimes that have been committed. I don't think anyone believes him anymore. And so I think that's very important that we share that. I just posted that over on the Telegram, so you can go and grab that. And I'll soon be. I don't think I've shared it on X yet, but I will be doing that soon. All right, yeah. So if you noticed, I'm going to take you back to one quick thing. Way back at the beginning when we were when we first started the video, I was reading out to you 11.3. But notice one other quick thing before we go. Notice here, it says that certain laws have been pre-lifted to provide our great military the necessary authority to handle and conduct these operations at home and abroad. At home and abroad. So it's not just to make arrests in our country at home, but also abroad. So what do you think that means? I'm thinking, you know, we cannot just arrest the people in our country and leave the New World Order cabal going in all these other places. I think that the world is screaming for his arrest, Netanyahu's arrest. Okay, I do have one more thing I wanted to show you, and I hope I can find it because I thought I had it pulled up, but sorry about your eyes. Okay, so that one's so good, I had shown you this on the last video. If you didn't see that video about how Tulsi Gabbard is talking about the election machines, CISA lied about it. They call it CISA, but I call it CISA, like Caesar. They lied about that the election machines were, you know, they said they're not being manipulated, but they are. And so I want you to definitely watch that one. All right, so I've got one more. I want you to see the one about, I think it's this one. This is the one. Okay, I want you to see where President Trump is going against the cartels. So he has just put out a bounty on these cartels. So this tells you right now that, you know, it's go time. It really does seem like it to me, because these cartels have not just sent drugs into our country, they've actually infiltrated our country and financed a lot of these people. And this is where MJ Truth Ultra had connected the dots, that horrible woman, woman in Arizona, I want to say Haba, but or not, that's not her name, whatever, the governor, that she was connected to the Sinaloa cartel. Huge, huge. All right, so I want you to see what Jesse had to say about President Trump going to war against the cartels. Check this out.
Trump ordered the kill shot. The days of local drug busts and random motels, they were fun, but that's Breaking Bad stuff. Trump wants to take the fight to El Chapo's front yard.
We're talking about sending military forces to fight against the drug cartels in Latin America. Do you think it's worth sending our U.S. forces there to take this on?
Cartels where?
In Latin America, Central Latin America.
Well, Latin America's got a lot of cartels. And they've got a lot of drugs flowing. So, you know, we want to protect our country. We have to protect our country. We haven't been doing it for 4 years. And we love this country like they love their countries. We have to protect our country. So, you know, we're playing a tough game.
According to the New York Times, behind the scenes, Trump's moving all the pieces into place to pull this off. Mexico's got a big problemo.
Yes, but it has nothing to do with Mexican territory. It has to do with their country. It does not involve our territory.
So it would be within the United States?
Within the United States, exactly.
El Presidente doesn't comprehende. This isn't a Mexican standoff. This is an order. The CIA is already flying surveillance drones over Mexican territory, gathering intel on the battle space. And Trump's not sending diplomats. He's sending Hegseth, maybe with a new title.
Secretary of Defense, Secretary of War, Department of Defense, Department of War.
Well, that's what it was for many, many years. You gave me that knife hand, Will. We'll see. Stand by. I don't get in front of the commander-in-chief on that. But our job is to ensure our enemies know exactly what they will do to them if they threaten us. Up to and including total war. So we'll be prepared. Stand by. There might be some news on that.
All right.
This is about protecting the homeland from groups like the Sinaloa cartel. They import fentanyl from China and traffic it into the United States. Look at that. Trump designated them terrorists. And if they get cute, they're getting Soleimani'd.
You know who did the roadside bomb, right? Soleimani. Where is Soleimani?
Did you catch that, you guys? Everybody knows what happened with Soleimani. Everybody knows that he, one minute he was there, and the next minute he was in vaporized. And so they got to know that President Trump has the power to take you out, and it doesn't matter who you are. And they thought Soleimani was untouchable, and they thought wrong, right? All right, so here's the one. Let me see if I can grab this one. Okay, so here's the one I wanted you to see about the Sinaloa cartels. So this is a great post by MJ Truth. He just does such a great job. He announced, President Trump announced, he's using military forces, U.S. military forces, to go after the Sinaloa cartel. I can't stress to you enough the significance of this. Following along, allow me to blow your mind. Okay, and yes, thank you for sharing that. It was Hobbs. Hobbs. It's not Habba, but Hobbs. Thank you. I was close. Anyway, in May, earlier this year, take a wild guess what happened. The Trump administration allowed 17 family members in of Ovidio Guzman Lopez, a leader in the Sinaloa cartel and the son of Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, to enter the U.S. as part of the cooperation deal, with Guzman Lopez providing information on rival criminal organizations to U.S. authorities in exchange for the family's relocation. The same day as the family's entry was confirmed publicly, the DOJ announced charges against the Sinaloa cartel, leaders for narco-terrorism, including a warning that cartel members would be betrayed by their friends. Can't you see? President Trump is executing a masterful strategy to dismantle the Sinaloa cartel and its influence over U.S. politics, leveraging its designation as a foreign terrorist organization to unleash military and intelligence operations and conducting covert special forces missions. Jacqueline Breger's 2023 testimony on the cartel's influence, get this, over American politicians like Governor Katie Hobbs through money laundering and election fraud. There you go. Suggests he's dismantling a CIA-orchestrated deep state-enabled network. Boom! It's not just about ending their financial crimes and sending all these drugs. It's that they have infiltrated our politics. Of course they have. This is checkmate to both the cartel and its political enablers. President Trump has got so many chessboards going. Whether it's the Middle East, the Federal Reserve, whether it's about, you know, the Sinaloa cartel. Because this crime ring is vast, it's everywhere. But President Trump feels like it's checkmate. It's time to take control of DC. And to, at some point, I hope soon, make these arrests. Be ready. Trust your commander-in-chief. He knows exactly what he's doing, and he's been setting up the pieces for a very, very, very long time. This was the problem, the mistake that JFK made. He did not understand how evil these people were and how they would what they would do, you know, to him. He didn't understand how big their crime ring was and how they had enemies everywhere and that they would do what they did to him. President Trump has played it a lot smarter, and so he's been able to get this done successfully. All right, so I want you to see one other quick thing. I've got a new page here. If you click here, I want you to see this page about anti-aging and about the nutrients. I want you to read about these things, about whether you use these products or someone else's products. Mainly, I want you to make sure you detox and that you get all the nutrients in you possibly can. It's very important because they are attacking us in our food, our water, and our air. And this is how I protect myself. You can find it on freedomforce.live/detox. And then the other one is about the lengthening your telomeres, or at least making sure they don't go shorter, because that can help. This is new technology to help your telomeres stay strong so that you can it's basically about anti-aging, okay? So check into that. Read about that. It's very good information because, you know, they've hidden so much from us. But like I said before, we're sharing all this with each other. And then this one right here, if you haven't learned about the sodium chloride. I've been using sodium chloride since probably 2017. I had the dizzy spells that were so terrible, I could not even move. So this is on freedomforce.live/CD, as in chlorine dioxide, or I call it sodium chloride. But this is the mouthwash that I've been using, and the wound, you have wound care, it's even got wart care, it's got toothpaste and nasal spray. This is what I use every day. My husband was having a terrible nasal infection, and he doesn't have it anymore because he used this. This is sodium chloride. And so, to be honest, it's tough to drink chlorine dioxide because it's a little strong. You know, I did it because I was so dizzy, I couldn't function, but it's a little strong. But this is a way that you can get this into your body easily by just with your toothpaste, and they have fluoride-free, and as well as the mouthwash and the nasal spray. Okay. And so I love the nasal sprays. Oh, so great. If you've got chronic nasal infections, try it. Sodium chloride is the best. Is the best. Okay. So all this you can find over on my channel, freedomforce.live/health. And I just never expected to, you know, participate in that specifically. I didn't, you know, that was not what I was expecting to do. But when we found ways that people are being healed, we've got to share it, right? And so I'm very glad to be a part of that, as well as my wonderful friend, Dr. Laura. She told me, and I've got to figure out who it was. I mean, you know what? I'm going to look real super quick and see if I can see the name of this wonderful patriot who had, hang on, let me see if I can look this up. She said that this patriot went over and they got well. And Marge Mosley, I think, was saying yesterday in the chat how they had gone over to Dr. Laura at Prescribing Life. And it's just so exciting to see people getting well. It really, really is. Okay, so she sent me a picture, and this is from Dave from Maryland. Listen what Dave says. He said, Melissa, thanks for, your handwriting is really very hard to read. Okay, thanks for recommending Dr. Laura. She's amazing. Love your show. It got me through the pandemic. Thank you so much, Dave from Maryland. And so I'm very, very happy to see people getting well. So this is the trick. This is the way we do it. We detox and we get all the nutrients in our body. Okay, and just learn everything you possibly can. We're returning to the old ways, as the Bible says in Jubilees chapter 23. It says that we'll return to the old ways and that our lives will begin to extend until they reach 1,000 years. That's what it says. So I'm starting now. So definitely go over to my health page and learn about how we can get our health back. So let's pray. Yes, thank you. It was Marge Mosley's husband. Yes, her husband. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you are showing us the way to have the golden age of health. Thank you that you're showing President Trump how to get us free and have our sovereignty back. Thank you, Lord, that we're witnessing this. You've spoken to our hearts and helped us to see what's going on. And we know there's so many people who are still asleep. Lord, when this happens, help us to help them understand what's going on. And I know there's still going to be a lot of division, but we just trust your plan. We trust that you are guiding President Trump and RFK. Thank you so much that the no more mRNA vaccines. Thank you so much, Lord, that there's no more thimerosal in the vaccines. Thank you that this is going to go worldwide with the WHO. Thank you so much that we are seeing finally getting pushback on the New World Order's evil schemes. Lord, we pray together that you will prevent the cartels from doing any evil. We pray that no weapon formed against us will prosper, that everything that they attempt will fail miserably and utterly, and that soon we'll see these people arrested, not only in America, but worldwide, so that they can no longer harm our finances and harm our health and harm our freedom. That will be free. As you said in your word, we'll skip like little calves let out of the out to pasture. We just praise you and thank you that you are saving us because of your great love for us, because we are your people. We're your own possession. We are your royal priesthood because you are our Heavenly Father. We are your the chosen race because we are all in your family. And that we have sworn allegiance to you, this holy nation. Our allegiance first and foremost is to you. Thank you for allowing us to see all these things. Thank you that we are in your family. Thank you for our wonderful Freedom Force Battalion and how they fight so hard, Lord. I thank you for the scroll of remembrance that you have, where you have their names written down and all the things that they have done. You never forget the things that we've done for you and your kingdom. And we pray together, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We love you and we praise you and we pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I hope you guys had a great day, a great time. And I'm going to play this song as we roll out. And I think that's it. I love you with all my heart. And I'll talk to you later.
Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.